Food Heals Nation, I've got a new wellness hack that I am obsessed with. It's this little device and it's called Truvaga. And what it does is stimulates our vagus nerve. And one of the most essential functions of our vagus nerve is to balance our nervous system. It does this by regulating our fight or flight or rest and digest responses within our sympathetic and parasympathetic areas of our nervous system. That is so cool. So when do we use it? We want to use it when we're stressed, when we're feeling that fight or flight, when we can't rest, right? So what you do is you find your pulse on your neck. Then you put your Truvaga device on your neck and turn it on until you start feeling the stimulation, okay? Stimulating the vagus nerve with Truvaga helps balance and strengthen the nervous system to reduce stress, increase focus, improve your mood, and improve your sleep. That's my favorite part, and that's the thing I want the most improvement on all of the time. Truvaga is owned by ElectroCore, and it uses its patented technology for overall health and wellness benefits. And so it's just 2 minutes long, and you can do it in the morning, and you can do it in the evening. And yeah, it's a great health hack to add to your wellness routine. Truvaga comes programmed with 350 sessions. So if you use it twice a day, that's about 6 months. I love that it has no wires or charging docks or anything like that that I'm going to lose. It just comes with the sessions that you need. They do offer free shipping and payment plan options, plus a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you're ready to stimulate your vagus nerve, visit truvaga.com. That's T-R-U-V-A-G-A.com. Enter the promo code FOODHEALS so you can enhance your wellness journey, add another healing tool to your healing toolbox, and receive $15 off. That's T-R-U-V-A-G-A.com. Promo code FOODHEALS at checkout. Enjoy. Y'all, oh my God, Food Heals Nation, I just got the softest sheets and pajama set from Cozy Earth, and I had to go and get you a discount code too so that you could experience the coziness as well. You can visit CozyEarth.com, use the promo code FOODHEALS, and you'll get an exclusive 35% off. So Cozy Earth, it's like your one-stop shop for what they call the luxury she deserves. So listen up, guys, because this could make a great gift for that special someone, your girlfriend, your wife, the mother in your life. And don't forget, Mother's Day will be here before we know it. So get a gift for the mom or moms. Here's a nice little gift you could ask for. Anyways, let's start with the sheets to transform your sleep. The coolest thing about Cozy Earth bedding is that it is temperature regulating, so you stay cool, which is so important when you're sleeping. Plus, they are just so soft. It feels like I'm sleeping on a cloud. Plus, I love the Cozy Earth quality and longevity promise. All products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. So incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and just overall wellness. So again, this is the luxury you deserve. You can treat yourself to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. And while you're at it, don't forget to check out the Bamboo Pajama Set. It was awarded Oprah's Favorite Things in 2019, so you know it's good. I love the softness and breathability of the fabric, and it has these really great side pockets. And don't forget that by supporting our sponsors, you support this show. Head over to CozyEarth.com, use the promo code FOODHEALS for an exclusive 35% off, and go get your mom the luxury she deserves on Mother's Day at CozyEarth.com with promo code FOODHEALS. You're listening to the Food Heals Podcast.
Warning, side effects of this podcast may include increased health and vitality, thoughts of living longer, developing a more positive outlook on life, an increase in sexual activity, feelings of joy, cravings for kale and quinoa, and a spike in Tinder matches. In rare cases, people have experienced a strong desire to put down the Ben and Jerry's, get off the couch, and take a walk outside. If you experience any of these symptoms, tell your Facebook friends immediately.
All right, welcome Food Heals Nation. Thanks for joining me. I'm Allison Melody. Today we've got part 4 of our Food Heals book club series, where I am reading chapters from my book, Food Heals: Physical, Emotional, and Spiritual Stories to Nourish Your Soul and Transform Your Health. And if you haven't gotten the book yet, if you haven't read it, it is an anthology of Food Heals stories. A lot of people who have been on the podcast sharing their stories, a lot of people who I've met along this crazy, sexy Food Heals journey. It's very similar to Chicken Soup for the Soul, where each chapter is its own inspirational, motivational story. I like to call it vegan chicken soup for the soul. So yeah, I put together this collection of stories with the intention to really inspire you to take your health back into your own hands, because if all of these people did it, I know that you can do it too, because the body is designed to heal itself when given the tools that it needs to do so. I'm going to make a rap. I'm going to make a song, because that's all I'm going to shout from the rooftops for the rest of my life. All right, on today's episode, we've got chapters 14 through 17. Chapter 14 is Create Your Own Miracle by Hal Elrod. Chapter 15 is Mama Goes Vegan by Jennifer Jansen. Chapter 16 is Healing Cancer by Jeff Weitzman. And chapter 17 is A Pharmacist Awakening by Noor Dagestani. And I hope you're enjoying listening to these stories as much as I'm enjoying recording them. I always feel really uplifted after recording and editing these. I am just like motivated and ready to take on the world. That's how I hope you're feeling too when you listen to these inspiring stories. And if you'd like to get a copy of the physical book for yourself, or maybe as a gift for a loved one, someone who might be struggling and needs a little motivation and inspiration, you can get the book right now on Amazon. Just type in Food Heals by Allison Melody. It'll pop right up. Or you can go to foodhealsnation.com/book. And you can get the book there. And then, of course, when I'm done recording these stories for you, then the book will be available on Audible as well. So let's dive right into it. Roll it, Roxy.
The Food Heals Podcast starts now.
Chapter 14, Create Your Own Miracle by Hal Elrod. When I was diagnosed with cancer and given a week to live, it didn't seem fair. After all, I'd already died and been brought back to life 3 times. But I had faith in my ability to remain positive and heal myself. I'd done it before, and I knew I could do it again. Adversity has been a part of my life from the very beginning. When I was 8 years old, my baby sister, Amory, tragically died. She'd been born with metatropic dysplasia, an inevitably fatal disease. But instead of letting their grief shut them down, my parents founded a support group for couples who had lost a child. Soon after that, they started selling newspaper subscriptions to raise funds for our local children's hospital. So at an early age, I was blessed to learn an incredibly valuable lesson. Even our darkest moments can be transformed into something positive, and it is up to us to make that choice. Despite these early great lessons, I lacked direction in high school. I had mediocre grades, and I wasn't very athletic or popular. After graduation, I applied to a company that sold high-quality kitchen knives, and during their sales training seminar, I felt a fire light within me. I knew that sales was an opportunity for me to start living closer to my full potential and developing work ethic that had eluded me the first 19 years of my life. By the second day, I vowed to break all of the company's sales records. But even though I jumped into my sales calls with great enthusiasm, it wasn't quite that easy. I made exactly 0 sales. Frustrated, I decided to quit. My boss was blunt in his response. You've got 2 choices, give in to fear and quit, or get back on the horse and be successful. His tough love changed my mind, and I decided to get back on that horse. In the next 10 days, I sold $15,000 worth of knives, breaking the previous all-time record by $3,000. The company asked me to start speaking at sales conferences. I thought my life was perfect, but things were about to change in a big way. One night, after receiving my first ever standing ovation at a sales conference, my girlfriend and I were driving home when we were hit head-on by a drunk driver at over 70 miles per hour. My girlfriend was able to avoid major injuries, but I, on the other hand, was practically smashed in half. When the rescue workers pulled my body from the wreckage, I actually bled out and died. I was clinically dead for 6 whole minutes before the paramedics brought me back to life. I had 11 broken bones, a ruptured spleen, and severed nerves, and during my surgeries over the next few days, I flatlined 2 more times. That's 2 more times I essentially died. When I finally woke up from my coma, the doctors told me that I might never walk again. But instead of shutting down or getting depressed, I decided to tackle my recovery with a positive attitude. I established my 5-minute rule. When things don't go your way, you can feel bad about it, but only for 5 minutes. Then, if you can't change it, you have to move on. With my positive attitude and that 5-minute rule driving my recovery, I healed from my accident and returned to the cutlery company. I went right back to setting sales records, but with the encouragement of friends, I soon realized that the story of my accident and recovery might be able to inspire and motivate others. So I became a certified life coach and wrote a book, Taking Life Head On, The Hal Elrod Story, How to Love the Life You Have While You Create the Life of Your Dreams. But wouldn't you know it, life wasn't finished throwing adversity my way. The global financial crisis hit me and my business hard, and I found myself deep in debt and even deeper into depression. But I did some serious soul searching and found a way to lay a positive foundation for every day using a transformative morning routine. This routine included running, and in 2008, I ran a 52-mile ultra marathon. After my accident, doctors told me I might never walk again, and here I was, less than 10 years later, running 52 miles. My book about the transformative potential of a great morning routine, The Miracle Morning, became an international bestseller. It feels like the story should end there, right? I died in a car crash, miraculously survived and thrived, and found a way to share my insights with the world. But even after all of that, the universe had another curveball to throw at me. In 2016, I woke up one night struggling to breathe. I went to the urgent care where I was misdiagnosed with pneumonia. They sent me home with some antibiotics and told me to call my doctor if it didn't get better within a few days. Well, it didn't get any better. In fact, at this point, one of my lungs had collapsed, so I went back to the doctor. I was then diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia, a rare and aggressive form of cancer that only has a 30% survival rate. I couldn't believe it. I already lived a healthy life, was getting plenty of exercise, and was on a strict diet of organic foods. How could I have cancer? It didn't seem fair. I'd already survived so much. I'd already learned so many lessons. How many more lessons could there be for me to learn? The doctors told me I needed to start chemotherapy immediately or I would die within a week. As a believer in the power of clean and healthy living, I knew I had to push back. I told my doctor, one of the top oncologists in the country, that I didn't want to do chemo. I didn't want that poison in my body. I asked him if there was any alternative, and he told me that he understood my position, but I had a fast-moving type of cancer that wouldn't respond to holistic treatments alone. If you don't start chemotherapy immediately, you'll be dead within a week. I worried that his urgency was just a scare tactic, so I asked for a day to think about it. He agreed but warned me that time was of the essence, so I went home and I did a ton of research. I discovered that my doctor was right. My ultra-rare, ultra-fast form of cancer meant that if I didn't start chemotherapy immediately, I was going to die. So, begrudgingly, I agreed to the chemo. Even worse, I had to get the strongest chemo drugs in existence. Drugs so strong that they would burn through my veins, so they had to be pumped through a tube directly into my artery. Within 3 weeks, I lost 25% of my body weight. And of course, every fiber of my being was screaming out that I shouldn't be putting this kind of poison into my body. But amazingly, my cancer started moving into remission. To counter the side effects of the chemotherapy, I embarked on a journey to discover and implement the best holistic practices available. I learned that toxins from chemo build up in your liver, so I dove into a healthy, cancer-healing lifestyle, including juicing greens, lymphatic massage, coffee enemas, acupuncture, ozone sauna, food-based supplements, and more. I threw the holistic kitchen sink at it, and I had great results. Before long, I had beaten cancer and healed my body from chemotherapy. At each difficult moment in my life, I never doubted that I would recover and truly believe that a positive outlook is behind each one of my miracles. I fueled my extraordinary faith by putting in extraordinary effort. I fully committed to my goals. Just like I decided I was going to walk again, I decided I was going to beat cancer. I was going to live to be 100 years old alongside my wife and our two young children. There was simply no other option. At the core of all my books and methods is this idea of a positive mindset and an unwavering faith in yourself and your abilities. Unwavering faith combined with extraordinary effort moves your goals from possible to inevitable. If you truly maintain faith in your limitless potential and you're willing to put forth the necessary effort over an extended period of time, aka as long as it takes, you can create your own miracles. Hal Elrod is on a mission to elevate the consciousness of humanity one morning at a time. As one of the highest rated keynote speakers in America, creator of one of the fastest growing and most engaged online communities in existence, and author of one of the highest rated best selling books in the world, The Miracle Morning, he is doing just that. Check out his new book, The Miracle Equation, which is in bookstores now. Learn more at miraclemorning.com. And Hal was on Food Heals Podcast, episode 259. Hal's books have been extremely motivational for me. I would definitely check them out. He's got an incredible story, as you just heard. The books even get deeper into it. And the podcast episode, which is episode 259 of Food Heals, goes deeper into his story. But I just think he proves that miracle after miracle in his life occurred. But he was also an active participant in creating those miracles. So I love the idea of believing in miracles and then making them happen in your own life. Food Heals Nation, on this podcast and in the book Food Heals, we talk a lot about detoxing. I love detoxing. It's changed my life. It's obviously changed so many people's lives that we've interviewed on this very show. But detox is often a word that can be super misunderstood. In a broader sense, it just means, let's say, to abstain from unhealthy substances. In a more specific use of the term detox or detoxing or detoxifying, this is your cell's natural ability to separate and remove toxins from the body so that you can thrive, so that you can feel better. Many popular cleanses and fasts achieve both forms of detoxing. When you abstain from unhealthy foods or foods with toxins, for example, this could be called a detox. If you're doing a fast, your cells are participating in autophagy, which is cleaning out the body's damaged cells, including those that are clinging to toxins. So whether it's fasting, juice fasting, or just abstaining from certain foods, I love to cleanse, detox, and fast. Now, there's another way to encourage a daily natural detox in your body, and that's through a chelating effect of very particular superfoods. Superfoods like moringa, chlorella, and spirulina have been shown to miraculously bind to those harmful toxins in the human body and start removing them. That's why I drink Organifi juice every single day, because it has all three of these amazing superfoods plus eight others in one delicious, easy to mix blend. So all I do is I take one scooper, I put it in water, or I put it in my smoothie, depending on where I am, what I'm doing that day. You can stir it, you can blend it, and enjoy it, knowing that you're supporting your body's natural detox process in less than 30 seconds a day. It's literally that easy. So get your daily detox on with Organifi Green Juice. You can shop Organifi Green Juice and all my favorites over at OrganifiShop.com/foodheals. Use the discount code FOODHEALS to save 20% off your green juice and everything else that you want from the site. You know I love their protein powders. You know I love the Organifi Glow. You know I love the Organifi Red Juice. Check it all out over at OrganifiShop.com/foodheals and save 20% off your order using the discount code FOODHEALS. Chapter 15, Mama Goes Vegan by Jennifer Jansen. I was approximately 6 months postpartum from having my first child when I distinctly remember making an intellectual and spiritual connection to veganism. As I drove home from a long night of waiting tables, listening to the From the Heart podcast, hosted by the beautiful and extremely talented yoga girl, Rachel Brathen. Rachel Brathen has become one of the most successful social media influencers in the yoga world, and I began following her story shortly before she announced her pregnancy with her daughter, Leah Luna, in 2016. Just 2 months later, I discovered I was pregnant with a daughter as well. It seemed meant to be. I had instantly connected with Rachel's perspective on life, and her ability to communicate, lead, and inspire others was contagious. I greatly enjoyed reading her posts about everything yoga and pregnancy related. I trusted her in the way most millennials do when they feel that they have found someone who just gets them. On this chilly October evening, Rachel interviewed and created impactful conversation with well-known animal activist James Aspie. In a casually approachable yet effective manner, James described the core of his message as a modern-day messiah for the animals. He truly spoke from the heart. Most notably, James explained and shed light on the hard truths of the dairy industry. I had no idea. Previously, I touted myself as slightly superior to my carnivorous friends because I was a cheese-loving, ice cream fanatic who occasionally indulged in a spicy tuna roll. Sort of vegetarian and pescatarian were common words in my vocabulary. I had no idea the pain and suffering that was occurring due to my continued support of the dairy and fish industries, not to mention the environmental impact. This episode was extraordinary in nature and must have touched many individuals. However, the connection I made as a breastfeeding mother was especially profound and life-changing. As I drove home, an exhausted new mom struggling to manage the greatest transition in my life to date, I realized how lucky I was to be experiencing motherhood. I struggled with breastfeeding from the very first day and had resorted to becoming an EP, exclusive pumper, around 2 months postpartum. It was one of the most emotionally challenging decisions of my life. I worked so incredibly hard to exclusively pump. My entire life revolved around the pump, my water bottle, and the little plastic bags I obsessively filled, dated, labeled, laid flat to freeze, and stored. Being hooked up to that machine while my breasts were pulled and prodded to provide my baby girl that liquid gold was both the most challenging and rewarding experience I have ever been through. Then I made the connection. Mother cows are forcibly impregnated. Being pregnant by choice was hard enough, so I cannot imagine having to do it without giving permission. It's atrocious. And then the cows are hooked up to pumping machines after their babies have been ripped away from them. My heart physically hurts thinking about what it would feel like to have my baby taken away from me. We humans then pump the milk their bodies created in specific response to the pregnancy that we force them into, and their motherhood is stripped away from them. Lastly, we steal that milk for our own pleasure. I was in shock. I have lived in California since I was 9 years old, and I can confidently and regrettably say happy cows do not come from California. It was also around 6 months postpartum that I had a terrible bout of mastitis. Mastitis is a nasty infection of the breast tissue. I would not wish this pain on anyone. It is like having the flu while also having incredible pain and soreness in your breasts. My milk production was forever affected, and I had to quit exclusive pumping 8 months after giving birth. That's how bad it is. I also learned that dairy cows get mastitis too, and quite often it's because of the high demands of the dairy industry. Again, we inflict such unnecessary pain and suffering for absolutely no reason other than our own personal gain and pleasure. Why? I knew it wasn't right. I knew there had to be a way that eliminated these awful conditions. As I write this, my beautiful baby girl is now almost 18 months old, and we are both thriving on a whole food, plant-based, vegan diet and lifestyle. I have not only modified what I eat, but also what I wear, the products that I clean my house with, and so many other details about my everyday life. I am so thankful to have listened to that episode and been given the information and encouragement to follow my heart. I transitioned myself over a period of 8 months, and when all is said and done, the greatest lesson I learned is kindness and compassion. When we treat ourselves, the earth, and all other sentient beings with kindness and compassion, only then will positivity and progress prevail. Making the vegan connection has led me down an incredible path to a life filled with positive energy, love, and vibrance. I have discovered numerous resources, including the Food Heals podcast, and I just want to shout from the rooftops, hashtag go vegan. Jennifer Jansen is a mama bear living in the burbs, trying to live her best life. After transitioning to a vegan lifestyle, Jennifer's life has been forever impacted in the most wonderful way. She spends her days waiting tables, taking care of her daughter, and always searching for new inspiration to share about the vegan movement. Follow her journey at the.london.fog. Well, I just adore Jennifer's story, and she started out as a podcast listener. So she was listening to Food Heals, and I think I was doing a call for submissions or I was talking about the upcoming book, and she reached out and she said, "Hey, Allie, I have a story for you that I would love to contribute to the book." So I am so happy that she did. So you never know what's going to happen if you just reach out, put yourself out there and say, "I want to share my story." Jennifer did. Now she's in the book and her story is impacting so many people. It impacted me, and I bet it's impacting you as well. Food Heals Nation, are your days suffering due to lack of sleep? Are you having insomnia where you just can't stop thinking all night long and it's preventing you from falling asleep? We all know that a complete night of sleep is absolutely essential when we're working towards optimizing our wellness and general well-being. That's why I love Cure's Sleep Bundle. It combines their best-selling Zen and their most potent CBN, and it's the answer to guaranteeing that you get that full night of sleep every single night. So what is it? Well, Zen is a blend of functional mushrooms, adaptogens, and full-spectrum cannabinoids. The CBN extract is a lesser-known cannabinoid found in the hemp plant. These supplements were designed to support the two most critical stages of your body's natural sleep cycle, REM sleep and non-REM deep sleep. Then we've got Cured's raw CBN oil. It's got 30 milligrams of CBD and 5 milligrams of CBN. And together, the CBD and CBN create this synergistic whole body effect. You'll start to feel it when it starts to kick in. You kind of notice every inch of your body softening into this deep state of relaxation. And once you're asleep, Zen is there to ensure that your body is successfully cycling in and out of non-REM deep sleep into REM and back again. Some people can't fall asleep, some people can't stay asleep. And then there are those that fall asleep and stay asleep, but still struggle to spend enough time in each of these really important sleep stages. So no matter what it is that's keeping you from true rest and restoration, this sleep bundle is your solution. You can shop for the sleep bundle and all my favorites right now at curednutrition.com/foodheals. Plus, the sleep bundle is actually on sale right now, so you can get it on sale and use the discount code FOODHEALS to save an additional 20% off. What a deal. Thank you so much to Cured for that discount. Again, it's all over at curednutrition.com/foodheals. Click on the sleep bundle, get your discount today, and enjoy deep restorative sleep. Sleep well, Food Heals Nation. Chapter 16, Healing Cancer by Jeff Weitzman. Your lives are going to change forever. Not exactly the words you want to hear from your doctor when he comes out of surgery with your wife. Your wife has a tumor in her bladder. We were not able to get all of the cancer out, and it has moved to her bladder wall. The only option is to remove the bladder, followed by chemo and radiation. Now, to back up for a second, let me give you some history. Carrie, my wife, was only 53 years old. The options after bladder removal are either a pee bag permanently attached to the side of your body or a neobladder made out of intestinal material. Neither of these were acceptable options to us on any level. Then we remembered that 5 years prior, Carrie's sister Dottie had stage 4 malignant melanoma. After getting a death sentence from doctors in the U.S., she went to Germany and healed it with natural treatment, including hyperthermia or focused heat, ozone therapy, and IV nutrients in just 30 days. Carrie and I called her immediately, and Dottie assured us that we too could go to Germany and have the bladder cancer treated naturally. At our next appointment, we saw the urologist, the medical doctor with all the specialized training. And as we sat down with him, he smashed our glimmer of hope into pieces. You've got a squamous cell carcinoma. It's far too aggressive. There is no way you could ever treat this at an alternative clinic in Germany. We left feeling dejected and hopeless. That queasy feeling in your stomach like you're doomed grew unbearable. But what did we have to lose? So we hopped on a plane to Germany, and we were stunned and amazed by this natural treatment in a spa-like setting. Instead of tearing the body down, they were building it up. Instead of a glass wall separating us from the receptionist, telling us to sign in and take a seat, we were greeted in a warm room with green smoothies and friendly nurses. Instead of a bowl full of candy in every oncologist office, we received broth soup. And 30 days later, Carrie was cancer-free. No bladder removal. No chemo, no radiation. Another woman we met while in Germany was not so lucky. After doing everything her doctors in the States told her to do, like removing her bladder, getting chemo, and undergoing radiation, she relapsed. She had come to Germany like we did, hoping for natural treatment to save her, where the doctors in the States had failed. But it was too late. Unfortunately, the woman died from an infection in her kidney. If only the doctors in the U.S. knew. When we returned home, we immediately wrote to our doctor to tell him about this breakthrough option available for bladder cancer patients. His response? No curiosity, no apology, only a brief email saying, "I wish you continued success." We were floored and a little bit more than agitated. How could this be? Our healing journey continued. One of the things allopathic Western medicine tends to do is treat the symptoms. The great revelation of the 21st century is that the human body has the ability to heal itself when given the proper environment. So how do we create the proper environment? Where did Carrie's cancer originate? What was driving the cancer? These were the questions our medical doctors were not interested in exploring, so we started expanding our health team. First, we found a urologist who was open to natural treatment to monitor Carrie without prescribing drugs as a solution. He was 80 miles away in a small town north of Los Angeles, but worth the drive. Within 3 months of returning from Germany, a tiny new growth appeared in Carrie's bladder. And now came the moment of truth. Could we keep the cancer away? So we found a nutritionist and radically changed our diet to make it more alkaline. No refined sugar, gluten, or dairy. No farm-raised fish. Lots of fruits, vegetables, legumes, and beans. Smoothies became the new standard. Next, we had blood and urine samples taken to test for micronutrients, metals, toxins, and hormone levels. Then, we used supplements to balance the body. Probiotics and enzymes were key. Were we successful? The answer is a resounding yes. By alkalizing the body, we kept cancer at bay. A couple years later, there was another small reoccurrence. This time, we realized detox was an important part of the recovery process, so we added in an infrared sauna and coffee enemas. Since then, during a particularly stressful time, along with a major tooth infection, another tiny polyp started growing. The infection was treated along with a tooth extraction. We also added cannabis oil into the mix of supplements since it has cancer-killing properties. We really feel like we've got the healthy environment we've always needed, and the tests show it with the bladder looking clean. Cancer killing is one of our body's beautiful jobs, but we must provide it the right tools. Each year, we are adding new tools to our healing toolbox. More agitation. What do you do in a world that doesn't care about side effects and toxic treatments? What do you do about a profession that is quick to prescribe organ and body part removal? What do you do with a media that loves the money from pharmaceutical advertisers but doesn't hold the medical profession accountable for any corruption? What do you do with an industry that forces children into long-term, 2 to 4 year chemo protocols even though they are already in remission? The doctors literally call Child Protective Services to take the children from their parents and put them in foster care for the remainder of intense chemotherapy if the parents refuse. I can no longer stand by and watch children go through organ failure, brain damage, relapse, and death. So after making the documentary film, Cancer Can Be Killed, about our experience with natural clinics, I made Flipping the Script, When Parents Fight Back, and documented parents stopping long-term chemo with the help of attorneys and a new breed of doctors willing to think differently. Much like what we found, the key to ending childhood cancer is with nutrition, detox, cannabis oil, and testing the body. This archaic notion of bombarding the body with toxins is shockingly misguided. But when you look at the $1.5 million the industry is getting per child, you start to understand why it is so popular. Healing. So what is needed for healing? What are the factors? These are the questions we ask all the time and why we listen to the Food Heals podcast and other incredible shows. Greatly underrated is having a healthy distrust for everyone in power and a deep skepticism of the experts. Dependency on the experts may be the number one block for people seeking healing. Everyone's opinion counts and is a valuable member of our team, but ultimately, we are in charge. We are the ones who know ourselves best And maybe this leads me to the second most important part of healing for us, taking responsibility. Without it, we are just living on a wish and a prayer, and not a very good one at that. Everything had to be cleaned up, including the emotional world. We started working with a therapist to repair childhood wounds and reconnect with the powerful adults that we are now. We also started shopping with farmers, and we know and trust the farmers market to make sure that we get the cleanest food possible. People I have seen die of cancer have missed these two ingredients, emotional healing and clean food, and have given up on taking responsibility. No judgment at all, this is a tall order. But once you get on the healing train and see the results, it's really hard to turn back. Have you seen the change in society over the last 5 years? As I write this, I am referring to 2013 to 2018. It has been subtle, and toxic medical providers have been doubling down on efforts to control the landscape. But information is spreading faster than they can control it. There is a growing acceptance that healing is possible through a variety of approaches. The wrong choice for us would be to expect the medical community to change. Healing happens when we let go of changing others and take charge of our own journey. Seek those people who can get us to our goals. They are out there, and the universe is behind us on the quest. Jeff Weitzman has been an actor, writer, and musician before launching his first award-winning film, Cancer Can Be Killed, in 2017. His new film, Flipping the Script, captures never-before-seen footage of children breaking free of an abusive medical system. Follow his work at cancercanbekilled.com. And Jeff was featured on Food Heals Podcast episodes 190 and 258. And Jeff is one of the most passionate people I've ever met and had on the podcast. He came live in the Food Heals Podcast studio when we had it in LA, and you could just see his passion to spread this information. He's made two fantastic films. I definitely recommend you checking them out so you can find out, hey, what's going on in Germany? Hey, what's being done to our children, and what can we do to take our health back into our own hands? And I just wish that I had met Jeff and learned about what he was doing and watched his films when my parents were suffering from cancer. So if someone you know is worried about, suffering from, or dealing with cancer, definitely I highly recommend checking out Jeff's films. All right, Food Heals Nation, I'm here with Tina Anderson from Just Thrive Health. So in the past 2 years, we're really seeing the number of people affected by things like celiac disease and wheat allergies and sensitivities and gluten allergies and sensitivities. This is on the rise. It's rising quickly and dramatically. So if we're trying to reduce our gluten intake, what can we do to support a gluten-free or a gluten-light diet? And why is that so important when it comes to healing our gut as well?
Yeah, great question, Allison. And I think the important thing is that there's actually not one person out there that doesn't have some sensitivity to gluten. Even though we don't notice it outwardly, we know that gluten is actually very offensive to our gut lining, which causes, you know, a lot of problems for people in the first place. So I would definitely encourage people to eat as gluten-free as possible. And then another great solution would be to take our Gluten Away, Just Thrive's Gluten Away product, which has a really, really key enzyme in it called Tolerase G. And this enzyme actually breaks down, it cuts the gluten molecules down in the stomach before it ever even gets to the intestines and into like non-toxic levels. So we definitely would recommend that you take it before a meal. And it's just a great product to have on hand. It's not a replacement. I would never tell people to take it and then just go ahead and eat gluten. It's more to take it in case of that accidental exposure to gluten, which if you have celiac could be very, you know, it could be deadly even if you have some, you know, exposure to gluten.
Right. Okay. So it's not an excuse to eat gluten, but it's kind of something that you can do when that may occur. I appreciate that very much. and I know it's so important for the healing of our gut. So Food Heals Nation, you can check this out at justthrivehealth.com. Get your gluten away on and use the coupon code FOODHEALS15. You'll save 15% off. Thanks, Tina.
Thank you, Allison.
Chapter 17, A Pharmacist's Awakening by Noor Dagestani. It was July 2014, and I had just graduated with my doctorate of pharmacy. After a grueling 4 years of classes, little sleep, lots of coffee, and late night studying, I was both excited and nervous to begin my postgraduate pharmacy residency training, where I could finally put all the information I had learned into clinical practice. After all, I went into pharmacy because I wanted to help people heal. I was just beginning my training at one of the top hospitals in South Florida and couldn't wait to get out there and work with physicians and other healthcare practitioners to serve our patients. Yet, just a few months in, something didn't feel right to me. I watched patients come into the hospital with a long list of medications, only to leave with even a longer list. How on earth can you live a happy, healthy life with a list of 10 or more medications that you have to take daily? I knew medications came loaded with potential side effects too, so there was no way that taking 10 medications in a day could make a person feel great. I had never realized how medications could so easily add up. And the healthcare practitioners defaulted to doling out prescriptions for chronic conditions as if on autopilot. It was shocking. During my academic training, I remember my professors briefly mentioning some non-pharmacological treatments and barely ever uttered the words lifestyle changes. So I had assumed that physicians and other healthcare providers would be the ones to talk to patients about important lifestyle changes to avoid drugs. But rarely did this talk happen, and when it did, it was very generic, like, you need to eat healthier and exercise more. What does that even mean? Ironically, most healthcare practitioners giving this advice weren't even doing it themselves. Heck, I wasn't either. Sleeping an average of 5 hours a night, drinking 4 cups of coffee, eating tons of junk food, and totally ditching my exercise routine had caught up with me. A few months into residency, I had gained 20 pounds and started to have stomach pain, heartburn, and indigestion. My ankle, which had been re-injured during pharmacy school, leaving me with a mild pain that never went away, started to hurt even more. It became difficult to stand on my feet for hours during rounds. My irritable bowel syndrome symptoms were worse than ever. At the employee wellness fair, my cholesterol levels came back elevated. I have a family history of high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and diabetes. I was 28 years old, and my cholesterol was already high. When I talked to a doctor about it, I was told it wasn't much of a concern. To hell with that. I remembered my patients with their long lists of medications and thought, I don't want that to be my future. I also felt like a hypocrite. How could I walk around and help patients get better if I was not well myself? Clearly, any advice I gave could not be trusted. I started thinking, what can I do now to prevent myself from getting worse? Was there anything I could do to reduce my risk of the diseases that run in my family? What about those lifestyle factors that my professors breezed over in class? Could those help? So, during the very little free time that I had, I started my own research. The first thing I stumbled upon was a series of TED Talks related to health and nutrition. One really stuck. It was a man who talked about how we eat more meat than we really need to, so his solution involved being what he called a weekday vegetarian. On Monday through Friday, he ate vegetarian meals, and on the weekends, he'd eat meat. I liked this idea and thought it sounded like an easy adjustment, so my husband and I became weekday vegetarians. We were weekday vegetarians for almost a year. I didn't really notice many big changes in my health or weight. What I did notice, however, was that I felt better overall on Monday through Friday, and then on the weekends, if I had a steak, for example, I would feel heavy and sluggish.
I thought this was all I could do on my own to help reduce my risk of chronic disease. So I saw a gastrointestinal physician for my digestive symptoms and was placed on a short course of medications to help treat gastritis. I also saw several physicians about my ankle pain. The first physician was my primary care doctor, who told me to take Advil around the clock for 2 weeks and see a podiatrist if my ankle didn't get better. I did the Advil for 4 weeks with no real benefit. I did physical therapy, which didn't help much either. I eventually saw the podiatrist who recommended surgery. I refused surgery because I felt that this solution was too extreme. Plus, I was a resident and had no time for that. At this point, I just accepted that I would have ankle pain for the rest of my life and would have to deal with it. Meanwhile, my husband started a new job at an online health and wellness company. There, he met a nutritionist who advised him to go fully plant-based for optimal health benefits. He approached me about this change, telling me that he was interested in going vegan. I had no idea what vegan was, and when he told me, I was not thrilled. I prided myself on being a foodie and really liked being able to have my steak and seafood on the weekends. My husband then shared his frustration after trying to convince me to go vegan with his coworker, so she lent him The Kind Diet by Alicia Silverstone and told him to have me read it. I read the book and was blown away by the information. It led me to dig deeper, and I took a deep dive into many documentaries, including Forks Over Knives and Cowspiracy. These documentaries led me to read related books like The China Study, How Not to Die, and Eat to Live. In pharmacy school, I was taught that chronic illness was hereditary and that diet and lifestyle may help reduce your risk, but you are mostly doomed by your genetics. Yet, all the information I was consuming, based on scientific evidence and research, was the total opposite. Not only could you reduce your risk of chronic diseases, but you could also reverse them in many cases too. Veganism just made sense. Though the final deciding factor for me actually wasn't health, it was the animals. Once I witnessed their suffering thanks to the PETA video Meet Your Meat, I no longer wanted any part of an industry that abused our fellow beings. After making the change to a vegan, plant-based diet, I felt amazing. I had a newfound energy. I no longer had stomach pain or heartburn, and my IBS symptoms subsided. My head felt clearer, and I felt so much more alive. I lost those 20 pounds. In just a few short months, my ankles stopped hurting after 3 straight years of constant pain, and my cholesterol levels dropped into the normal range. I was beyond happy with all the incredible results, physically, emotionally, and ethically, by going plant-based. And because of it, I felt a responsibility to let everyone else know too. I started educating my friends and family, and then those patients who were open to the idea of a diet change. But I felt like this was not enough. I had to get this information out on a larger scale. So, at my job, I joined the Wellness Committee and the Nutrition Committee to work on educating hospital staff and administration about diet and health with the hopes of implementing policy changes to allow for healthier food options for both patients and the staff at my hospital. I also started a website, a podcast, and a YouTube channel so I could educate the public about how our food choices significantly impact our current and future health. My goal is to empower as many people as I can to take their health into their own hands and help make systematic changes that will improve the health of many. Food does heal. Nora Dagestani is a board-certified psychiatric pharmacist with a passion for food and wellness. She has made it her goal to educate the public about the physical and mental health benefits of a plant-based diet. You can find her work at foodproof.org. And Nora was on Food Heals Podcast episode 211. I love Nora's story because she really goes into what they were taught versus what she found out the truth was. And we hear that story over and over here on the Food Heals podcast. And Noor, I got to meet actually because she came on our first ever Food Heals trip, our Food Heals vegan retreat to Italy. And we had such a good time eating all the food, drinking all the wine, and spending lots of great plant-powered time together. I definitely recommend checking out Noor's work. Who else wants a free, fresh bottle of olive oil shipped straight to their door? Let me back up. The first time I went to Italy, I finally tasted real olive oil for the first time. It's not that I had never had olive oil before, of course, in the States, but the difference was I was having olive oil made fresh from olives that were growing on the property in Ravello off the Amalfi Coast. It was an experience I will never forget, and I ended up shipping like 6 bottles of it home because I couldn't bear to go back to store-bought processed olive oil. Well, the same thing happened to TJ Robinson. He's also known as the Olive Oil Hunter. He learned that olive oil packs the most flavor and the healthiest nutrients when it's fresh from the farm. And that's the problem with your typical like supermarket olive oil. The olive oil is not fresh. They can sit on the shelf for months, years, growing stale. And that's why I'm so excited that I now get my olive oil direct from small award-winning farms. Thanks to TJ, who I just did an olive oil tasting with, which was so fun. I absolutely fell in love with their vibrant, fresh, grassy flavors. They're totally delicious. They're great on veggies, pasta, salad, you name it. And TJ has his fresh pressed Olive Oil Club and Food Heals Nation. He will send you a full-size bottle worth $39 of one of the world's finest, most artisanal olive oils, fresh from the latest harvest, but he's only going to charge you $1 to help cover shipping. There's no commitment to buy anything now or ever. It's his gift to Food Heals Nation. So you can get your free $39 bottle for just $1 shipping. Taste the difference. Taste the freshness. You can go to getfresh323.com. That's getfresh323.com. You'll get your free bottle and you'll pay $1 for shipping. Getfresh323.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This podcast is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Side effects of this podcast may include increased health and vitality, thoughts of living longer, developing a more positive outlook on life. In rare cases, people have experienced a strong desire to actually start using their $39.99 a month gym membership. If you experience any of these symptoms, Snapchat your trainer immediately.